day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and I am your host for CIDI's Daily News Show. And thank you all for providing me with your ear and tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. Yesterday, the municipality of the Township of Pawton inaugurated a new service building at the Missisquoi River North Park, André Gagnon sector. The new service building is a part of a much larger project to develop the Missisquoi River North Park, André Gagnon sector. The municipality started working on the project 3 years ago with the goal of retaining its citizens and providing a space where the community can come together again. CIDI had the pleasure to be invited to the inauguration yesterday, where I had the chance to speak to Mayor for the municipality of the Township of Pawton, Mr. Bruno Côté, Project Manager Alexandre Leclerc, and Member of Parliament for Brome-Missisquoi, Pascal Sainoge. We hope that you enjoy.
Bruno, I wanted to thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes to chat with CIDI today about the inauguration of the new service building here in the park in Pawton. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for being here.
So Bruno, you've been developing the park here and adding all these new infrastructures, and now this is one of the final steps from my understanding. I would just wanted to ask you as mayor, why was it so important for the municipality to see this project as a completion, not just the building itself, but the entire park? Why was it so important to see this come to life?
You know, living on the border, I think it's for every village that lives along the border will say the same thing. We've had in the past difficulty to bring population and to keep them here. And I think that municipality here saw a future that maybe others didn't see. So we wanted to get the infrastructures ready for what was coming. We wanted to be able to invite people in our community, keep them, and give them the service that they deserve. And this is the image that we had, that we thought of years ago, that is near completion, and it's great to see.
I was wondering, when did this project all get started exactly? When did this idea come to life? Do you know?
I know exactly when it started. I can't give you a date, but it's a series of events. And it's a very interesting question because I had a citizen ask me in a municipal council. It was talking about the $3 million project at the Parc André Gagnon. And I was a little bit baffled. What project was he talking about? Because what really happened here, it started with one problematic. And it was the skating rink. We had an asphalt surface that was old, that had been patched up over the year, and that was no longer good. To replace it, it was $500,000 back then. But we have employees that are always looking at what's available in terms of money from the government, and they found this program where we could match it up with the government of Quebec, and then not only rebuild the surface, but have a roof that had been desired here for more than 30 years. So we took the jump. We went for it. We tried. I remember it was in January, and our employees told us, no, we won't have enough time to prepare a project, to submit it to the government. And I was part of the council that said, no, we will help you. We will do this together, but it's happening. Let's jump in. We did it. And then we saw that beautiful structure, which is the Abri Multifonctionnel, go up. Once it was up, then we started building the bands, assembling them to make the skating rink. And it was beautiful. Everyone was happy. There was more people coming out. You know, we're talking on the radio, but people have to have this image that you are on a skating rink under a roof in a green park with views around it that are just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So then the following year, we had an input in money that was not planned. In small communities, I think we all saw the same thing. People exiting the metropolitan centers to come here. And so our budget that was planned went over. We had surpluses. And then we were faced with a choice. Either take the surplus, give it back to the community in tax break, or reinvest. So we studied the situation and realized that we were already, according to the national studies, under tax. So we decided to keep the tax at that level at the time and use the money to reinvest. So we went with the refrigeration. That was the second step. And the refrigeration allowed us, now we can open the rink on the 1st of November and keep that rink through the winter until we switch or we pull the plug and say no longer, we need to get ready for the farmer's market. So we need to disassemble everything. There were challenges with the new skating rink. To prepare the ice to a certain standard to what the population wanted, we needed ice making machines, the Zamboni, that everybody knows. But here in Botton, the Zamboni was parked at the Garage Municipal on the other side of the provincial road. So our employees, to get here, had to go there, take the Zamboni, cross the provincial road in the salt and everything, come here, wash it, fill it up, then make the ice, and then go back without the machine icing up. So those challenges led us to think that, okay, the building that we need to accommodate and to service the park needs to be bigger, better. And then once again, another government decided to help us with it at the height of $750,000. And this is the completion of that step now, where we have a garage for the Zamboni, rooms for the players, bathrooms, showers. And we wouldn't have thought of that 3 years ago when we started the project. Mm-hmm. So I think today, when you look at the park as a whole, no, I can't honestly say that this is the plan we had to start with. It's a succession of great opportunities that I think the councils that were in place before us and us today.
Everything that happened, happened for a reason.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, how do you hope that this new building contributes to the community? You're saying it's going to make things a lot easier for people, of course. They don't have to struggle to find a place to change. And the Zamboni drivers, they can just come right here. It's right here and accessible. But I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to add to that in terms of how you hope it serves Houghton.
We already have various examples how it serves the population. When we think about the park, we think about the skating rink because of the size and the amount of money that was spent for it. But we already had two funerals under the Abri Multifonctionnel.
Okay.
You know, people want to gather together in the summer in their family time, and the Abri is there for that. So people have access to that. Obviously, whether you have a funeral here or you have a wedding or any other function, the problematic was we always have the portable bathroom. We always, no more. Now you're inside. It's climatized, so it's accessible for everyone. You want to have a small room inside for food? Well, we have it. So it is, people have to come on a Saturday morning to see the farmer's market, how it's getting bigger and better by the day, how much people are coming to see it. The live music, the kids and the water games, I could still talk for an hour about it. I'm very, very happy.
Everything's coming full circle, I guess you could say.
Yes, totally.
Now, I wanted to ask you, I was wondering, is there more plans for the park? Are there future plans? Or was this the final step for the municipality?
Okay, that's a very good question. It wasn't the final step. In terms of accessibility, if you look at the park today, there's still a lot of dirt around. So now we're at the steps of the accessibility in terms of parking lots. So there is three parkings at the Parc André Gagnon. There's one that will be built along the multifunctional shelter. The one at the entrance along the provincial road will be revamped. But through that one, there's one that will get to the pump track, and I think it's 14 cases. And so this is what is left. There's little things left and right. There was a demand for basketball nets under the Abri. You know, that's the type of thing that doesn't cost so much and that we can add later. But in terms of larger money, larger work, the only thing left to be done at the park is the parkings.
Really like the landscaping now.
Exactly. Oh, and in the original plan, after the refrigeration was done, we were working with landscape designers, and there's a lot of trees that are to be planted that are not there yet. So that will come at the same time.
Great. Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Bruno, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention about the project or the inauguration of this wonderful new building that you think would be important for people to be aware of.
Nothing important to be aware. They have to come visit it and see it for themselves. We're really happy.
Is this place open to everyone?
Everyone, definitely.
Great. Thank you so much again, Bruno. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Alexandra, thank you so much for taking the time out to chat with CIDI about the inauguration of this service building here in the park, which, of course, is a part of a much larger project to develop the Missisquoi River North Park here in Houghton. So I just wanted to start off by asking you, I was wondering if you could please start off by telling our listeners about this project for us and what the goal is exactly.
Absolutely. As you can see, we have this new multifunctional shelter that covers the ice rink since 2020. And this has made people, a lot more people to come to use the skating rink and the population too. And the service building, we had it since, many years already, and it was all outdated and needed to be bigger. It was too small and outdated. So this is when the idea of renovating it and make it double in size came. So we started thinking about it a few years ago. We started with plans because we wanted to add a garage for the Zamboni that came after the multifunctional shelter too. So this service building needed to have bigger changing rooms, renovate the toilets, the bathrooms. We added showers. So all these utilities could be used by the population now.
Yes, because those who may not have visited here for a while, this park has changed dramatically. And there's so many new infrastructures here, and this building supports people who are taking part in using those infrastructures. I was wondering if you could highlight some of what people can find here in this park as well.
Absolutely. There's the super popular splash pad. Yes, and this new building will offer a place to change for people using the splash pad. There's a new deck hockey
rink.
Thank you. Yes, these are among the new facilities we have. We've improved the tennis court. We've improved the baseball court. These are a few of the improvements here made in the park. But this here, this new building really adds up to the already very popular multifunctional shelter that we have.
Now it just makes things easier for the municipality rather than going back and forth with the Zamboni and their equipment and people having to find ways to change and everything else. It just makes things a lot easier.
That's it. And it's also multifunctional, this building. For example, the changing rooms, we've planned it to be separable with like a few curtains that mm-hmm. could be removed. So we could use one part for example, changing room and the other part for another use. Mm-hmm. And there is one that could be used as an entire community room to be to host like activities for the community. And there's also a little kitchenette that could be used just close by the community hall. So this is the example of the multifunction this building offers.
Okay, that's super great. And you know, why would the municipality want to take on such a project? You know, it's ongoing, it's continuous, it's been a big project. Why was this so important to see this come to life?
Oh yeah, because we've been so encouraged by the success of the multifunctional shelter that we clearly needed to repeat this for the building right in front of it. Yeah, we needed to make it as loved by the population and people around as the shelter is. What I wanted to say too, that this is has been possible thanks to the Government of Canada, which granted us with financial aid or a grant of $750,000. Which made the project possible.
And I wanted to get a better sense from the municipality, the project as a whole, the entire park. What do you hope altogether that it contributes here to Pawton?
Well, I hope, I guess it's already happening what we wanted. If you come here for a Saturday morning, for example, there is the market going on under the shelter, and this would give you an idea of what they wanted to see as, for example, the councillors, the conseil municipal, what they wanted the park to become, a place that people could feel super happy to come at any time during the week, or especially during the winter, that you can go relax and buy some local food, and maybe your kids could go in the splash bag at the same time. This is like a place that the population and people around could be happy to come, feel relaxed and be in the community, mm-hmm. seeing their neighbors, talking together, and everything in this super nice natural environment with the river close by, the nice panorama that we have over the mountains from here. So yes, this, I guess, was the idea for the park, to for young families and everyone to have something fun for them to come here and play sports too, of course, play sports.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Alexandra, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention about the project that you think would be important for the community to be aware of.
Oh, that they're welcome here. It's, of course, a public facility. It's been made for them to use, and we'll be glad to welcome them as they want to change for using the skating rink or for anything else that that they could need this building for.
Well, thank you so much again for taking the time to chat with CIDI, Alexandra. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Pascal, we are here today to inaugurate the new service building at the Missisquoi River North Park in Pawton. An exciting day for the village. I was just wondering if you could please start off by speaking to our listeners about your role in this project and why it was so important for you to ensure its financing.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about this project, because it's a great one that I announced last year as a minister for the Economic Development Agency in Quebec. It's funds that come from the Canada Community Revitalization Fund, and it's $750,000 that was offered to the city to be part of this project. And basically, it's the building that we're in right now during the interview. It's really a space for the whole community. So, for example, hockey teams that come to play on the outdoor rink during the winter, they now have changing rooms. And there is a garage for the Zamboni. And in the summer, it's the public market that's happening every weekend here. So it's really a space, and the fund, the purpose of the fund was to help communities come back from COVID and recreate public spaces that everybody could share and reconnect and socialize and do all kinds of physical activities or public markets and stuff. So this is one of the great projects that was done with that fund.
As the Minister of Sports, you must be so proud to see a space like this develop and support athletes in the area as well.
Absolutely. And also the space is adapted for people that have mobility challenges. So and it's really important to make sure that the spaces that we're creating are appropriate for everyone, whether it's young kids or seniors or people with disabilities, so that everyone can use it. And so it's a great project, and I'm proud of the municipality for putting this together and working so hard to bring this to the community here.
And what are your hopes? From my understanding, this is going to be an ongoing project. And so, you know, what are your hopes moving forward, and how do you hope it supports Pawton citizens and others that may come here and use the park?
Well, you know, the federal government, often people think that we're far away, but at the same time, when we accompany communities and mayors and city councils that want to build projects for their own community, this is how we can actually be present and show that we're here to support the projects that are being brought together by the communities themselves. And I really think that that's the way to go. It shouldn't be the federal government that tells the municipality you should do this and this, but really build from what people want and the consultation that they're having with their population and everything. And I know that this park here, they want to make it accessible to everyone. They want to make sure that there's parking spaces for people that come to the public market in the weekend, and that is easily accessible for persons also with disabilities. So, you know, thinking about really serving the entire community and the diversity of the communities that that live here, I'm really happy to be here. And it's good to, when I'm not in Ottawa, to be in town and meet the people and have a conversation about what the projects that everyone hopes for.
Well, those are all the questions that I have for you, Pascal, about the project, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention that you think would be important to highlight for our community here.
Well, I hope that everyone enjoys summer, because after COVID, I think everybody needs a little bit of, enjoying each other, enjoying the communities and everything that the communities and municipalities have to offer. So I hope that people enjoy this one.
Yeah, and hopefully it brings people back together again.
That's the goal. We need each other.
Well, thank you so much again for taking the time.
Thank you so much. And it was great to meet in person.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative. Mm-hmm.